At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the latest news for a Friday. It's the 27th day of April for 2018. In the news today, look for another day of police presence at Jackson area schools as more information has come to light in the threat to Jackson Junior High School. Last evening, the school district received information from reliable sources that could potentially lead to a resolution to the recent threat against Jackson Junior High. According to District Superintendent Amy Slavinsky, a Jackson police officer met with the school administrator last night to discuss this new information. Following that meeting with the Jackson PD, Slavinsky said district officials were assured the JPD and Sheriff's Office will do what is necessary to keep the school safe while continuing its investigation into who is responsible for the threat. During this time, school will be open and Jackson PD will maintain a presence at Jackson Junior High School before, during, and after school. As a precautionary measure, they will also monitor Argonaut and Jackson Elementary Schools. Late last night, Superintendent Slavitsky issued a statement saying that the district takes all safety threats seriously and will continue to take the steps necessary to keep students and staff safe.
Well, Calaveras County authorities report a vehicle that was stolen right out of a closed garage earlier this week was discovered in San Joaquin County. As we reported yesterday, a black 06 BMW 325i four-door sedan taken Tuesday evening from a garage in Angels Camp. The vehicle owner told police he left early in the morning, and when he returned around 5 in the evening, the garage door was open and the vehicle was missing. Authorities said on Thursday that the vehicle was found in Stockton and has since been returned to the owner undamaged. However, it is unclear how it was found or exactly where it turned up. The suspect still being sought as no one was found in or around the car at the time it was recovered. Anyone with info on the theft or possible suspect or suspects is asked to call the Calaveras Sheriff's Office or Angels Camp Police.
And representatives from Amador County and the California Product Stewardship Council will be on hand Saturday at the Ione Police Department to unveil new safe medicine disposal bins. The event will start at 9:30 and will help kick off National Prescription Drug Takeback Day and the new partnership within Amador County to provide permanent safe medicine collection bins. In Amador County, collection bins have been placed at the Ione Pharmacy, Jackson Police Department, and Ione Police Department. The bins are the first permanent locations here in the county. Now, the group is still actively working to find locations for two more medicine collection bins in Amador County. Providing year-round convenient disposal options, this provides several benefits to the community, including removing medicines from homes that can fuel the prescription drug epidemic and related crime, and also preventing the poisoning of children and pets and protecting our water quality.
The annual Ione Walk for the Troops this Saturday. The walk is held each year to honor our fallen heroes and those from the Ione area who have served in the military and those who are currently serving. Now, proceeds from the walk go toward the upkeep and maintenance of the Ione Veteran Park. The day will begin at the park on the corner of Main and Preston at 11 a.m. with a military memorial ceremony, speakers honoring veterans, and a flyover by Sanders Aircraft. After the ceremony, the walk will head out to Evelyn Bishop Hall for a lunch prepared by the Ione Police Department, along with live music and a raffle. And while you're in Ione, why not tour the Preston Castle? Tours run every Saturday through August 18th, 10 to 1, with trained guides along the way. Check the castle website at PrestonCastle.com for upcoming events and activities. But again, the Walk for the Troops will be held this Saturday, 11 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Park.
And it's day two of the Kit Carson Mountain Men Days of 49 wagon train. Today, the wagon train will leave the Amador County Fairgrounds at 8 a.m. and travel largely through ranch property throughout the morning, passing by Drytown between 8:30 and 9, and arriving in Amador City in the late morning. and where the whole group will participate in a large group photo, by the way. If you'd like to participate in the photo, you're encouraged to dress like a pioneer and show up. Jameson's Ale House has planned a special barbecue lunch that will be available for purchase during the Amador City stop. The wagon train will then travel through ranch property again until it meets back up with Old Highway 49 in Sutter Creek. The wagon train will stop, or the wagon train, I should say, will stop on Main Street in Sutter Creek mid-afternoon before traveling up to the Italian Picnic Grounds, where the wagons will stop at the grounds for the evening. From 5 to 9, you can visit the wagons, the mountain men, the horses. There'll be a delicious barbecue dinner that you can purchase. Jackson Claim Jumpers will be there to teach square dancing. There'll be music, and our own Jake Keady will be on hand to play a few musical tunes as well.
And time again for local women to apply to join the Miss Amador Scholarship Competition. The competition will be held Thursday, July 26th. Scholarships from $500 to $2,000 will be awarded. Applications for applicants available online at amadorcountyfair.com. The deadline, May 14th by 4 p.m. If you have questions, call 482-0337.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.